This morning in China, a fire roared through a poultry processing plant, killing at least 119 people. Labor activists say it is China's worst factory fire in memory. State media report that some of the building's doors were locked. NPR's Frank Langfitt tells us more from Shanghai.
The fire broke out a little after 6 a.m. in northeastern China's Jilin province. Smoke filled the sprawling, low-slung plant, sending at least 300 workers racing for the doors. But employees say some of the exits were either blocked or locked. People were all rushing, pressing, and crushing each other, Guo Yan, a worker, told the state-run New China News Service. Guo says she ran into a blocked fire exit before eventually escaping through an open one.
I'm shocked by the extent of the death toll.
This is Jeffrey Crothel, the communications director for China Labor Bulletin, a workers' rights organization in Hong Kong.
I believe that is the worst factory fire in China in living memory. Certainly, my colleagues and I cannot think of anything of that magnitude in the last three decades.
Police are still investigating what started the fire and why so many died. State-run China Central Television said the country's premier, Li Keqiang, has vowed to punish those responsible. The Bao Yuanfeng Poultry Company is about 60 miles from Jilin's provincial capital, Changchun. The plant employs 1,200 workers and produces about 67,000 tons of chicken products a year. People's Daily, the Communist Party's mouthpiece, said the factory routinely locked its doors during work hours to, quote, more conveniently manage workers on a daily basis. Crothel of China Labor Bulletin emphasized it's too early to know if that claim is accurate. But if it is, he says, it wouldn't be unusual.
But unfortunately, it's quite common. Factories are locked from the outside simply because factory owners think that they want to secure their property, prevent people breaking in, and prevent workers from going out.
That's what happened in 1993 in a toy factory in the southern boomtown of Shenzhen. Worried about workers stealing toys, managers put bars over windows and locked exits. Flames tore through the plant, killing 87 migrant female employees. Crothel says labor safety in China has generally improved since the 1990s, but today's tragedy suggests it still has a long way to go. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.